when you really begin to believe just how valuable that you really are, just how worthy you really are, that's when things will begin to change. Because you will always, and this is a big statement that I always make, you will always treat as valuable that which you value. You will always treat as valuable that which you value. So what can you do? And you're doing it right now. That's what you're doing right here, right now. What can you do to treat yourself as the valuable person that you are? And that's what we're doing here, is that you can begin to just wonder about that right now. What can you do to treat yourself with the value and the dignity that you deserve? Not because you have to earn it, but because you already have it, and because you already have that within you, no matter what has happened, no matter what you've done, and no matter where you've been, or the mistakes you've made, that there's so much more good in you than anything else. And how can you begin to realize that today, right now? And sooner or later, when you begin to really realize it, you really realize how worthy of a person that you really are, that will begin to change something deeply within you. And when you begin to notice that change, other people will as well. And they'll begin to treat you different. They'll begin to see you different. And the opinions of other people won't matter as much, because you know that what you're doing is right. Because you're doing it because you value yourself, you love yourself, you protect yourself, you accept yourself, and you know yourself. And those are the five ducks, really. And so I'm just curious, and be curious with me for just a moment, of how you can shine a light on your value. The light defaults somewhere else usually, but tonight, as we do this fantastic meditation that we're going to do here in just a moment, how can you turn that spotlight onto what is really good and valuable about you, so that you can really truly understand it? You can really truly embrace it. You can really truly pull it into your heart and really, really illuminate your life from the inside out. So let's just take a long, slow, deep breath through our nose and close our eyes. Just take a moment before we start this meditation to just get in touch with that inner self, that inner part of ourselves, the deeper part of ourselves. And we all come from a different background here. We all have different places. We're all from all over the country, which is really awesome. Take a nice, slow, deep breath. Hold it. Breathe out through your mouth. Breathe in through your nose. And out through your mouth. Just breathe normally. And as you sit there and as you breathe with me, just let yourself go down into the deeper, more profound part of your unconscious. And as you go deeper, and as you are here with people that are safe and trustworthy and good, you begin to feel that profound sense of peace. And you can just begin to forget to remember, or remember to forget, any of the stresses of this day, anything that has been weighing on you. And just find yourself descending into a place of calm and wonderful relaxation. And just know that in this bonding together that we can do with the miracle of this technology, that we all strengthen each other, because that rapport that we build allows us to go together. And the person who is the deepest and goes to the farthest depths of their unconscious mind will take the rest of the group with them. And this is the beauty of doing this in a group. So just descend Just go down. Be aware of any sounds, including the sound of my voice. As you pay attention to all those sounds and just keep your eyes comfortably closed, I just want you to imagine ice melting. How ice is so hard, it's so cold, and when it is shown the light of the sun, it just begins to turn from that hard and unforgiving solid into a very soft puddle of water. And like that ice, you can imagine your own tensions and your own worries and your own stresses just melting away. And how that puddle, that hard, unforgiving ice cube used to be, begins to evaporate, and the particles just begin to float away. And as you imagine this, you yourself can begin to float. Feel the lightness in your own soul. And just let those changes begin now. And you can continue to notice all of those wonderful sensations that are causing you to simply be here now. Is the time in which you can just simply completely let go. That's right. I'm curious, and you can be curious, just how far you can go, just how deeply. And I wonder what you'll find when you get there. What truth will be waiting? What new knowledge? And what changes you'll be able to make that will allow you to live the life you so deeply desire? And for the next few moments, we're just going to sit together in peace before we begin our meditation. And now my voice will go with you. And allow any and all of these images to come to your mind as quickly or as slowly as is comfortable and right for you. As your unconscious mind will provide you whatever you need for fundamental and permanent change to last and to happen for you now. Just let yourself go deeper. Deeper. More and more relaxed. And I'd like you to just imagine that you're standing outside of the front door of a massive skyscraper. Something about this skyscraper seems so peaceful. And as you look up, you realize that this building is so tall that it reaches to the clouds, and the top floor is beyond the clouds. It's so high up that it's hidden from view. Directly in front of you is a glass door entry into this beautiful building. And you notice, to your surprise, that your name is transcribed on the door, followed by the words unconscious mind. Before you place your hand on the door, you have a sense of anticipation and wonder, expectancy, because you realize and you know you have access to all of the resources within that will let you experience self-worth from this moment forward. Imagine placing your hand on the front door, pushing it open. And as you do, you are greeted by the most beautiful aroma, the most beautiful smell. Maybe it's a smell you know well, or perhaps it's something new. The lobby is so comfortable. It's so welcoming. It's so wonderful, it almost feels like a womb. You notice a fireplace on the side of the room. You see its crackling flames. And it's intriguing. You're intrigued by the flames. There's something magical about the flames. And there's a part of you that knows that anything you throw into the fire will disappear forever and ever. And now notice that there's a stack of old envelopes on the fireplace mantle. As you walk near the fireplace, you look more closely at the envelopes. They're old. They're yellowed from time. They've been there for a very, very long time. They're old and outdated. You realize something. The envelopes are filled with all of the times that someone told you that you weren't worthy. Or perhaps they treated you as if you weren't worthy. They abandoned you or treated you wrong. This big stack of envelopes represents all of these times, and they've been with you for a very long time. But here in this safe environment, you realize just how ridiculous it is to have let yourself be brainwashed into believing all of those preposterous statements, all of those ridiculous actions that someone did. And you know, you have a sense of how old you were when you picked up that belief, when you picked up these envelopes, when you receive them and you realize it was never your belief at all. Someone else tried to put their own limiting belief on you. You look at that fireplace mantle and realize that every single limiting belief anyone ever tried to place on you is inside of those envelopes. You intuitively know what to do, don't you? You can imagine your hands reaching up and holding the envelopes in your hands. They're so old and dusty and yellow, and it's as if they weigh 1,000 pounds. They're so heavy. You're so grateful to be getting rid of them once and for all. Just watch your hands fling those envelopes into the fire. They're enveloped by the flames. The fire burns even hotter, and you hear the crackling sounds of the burning paper, and you see the paper burn from the edges in the middle. Sparks fly. And deep down you know that you can feel free from those old, obsolete ideas forever. Feel that freedom now. Notice where in your body that you feel that freedom the most. Just pay attention. Allow it to grow. Allow the feeling of freedom, like a force for good, to spread throughout your whole body, expanding into every cell, every nerve, every neuron, and every atom. I ask your body and your unconscious mind to memorize freedom now. Memorize your own self-worth. You are abundant. You are worthy of every good thing. And you can begin to believe it, the very deepest level of who you are. as your beautiful, wise, unconscious mind, even now, begins to generate images and ideas and sensations that let you know that you have opened the floodgates of your own love and self-worth in your life. Just let that understanding and knowledge flow into you now in a way that it never has before. As you look back into that fire, you realize that once more it's peaceful, as every envelope along with all of those contents have been consumed by the fire and will never come back again. You look around the lobby of this skyscraper and notice there's a shiny elevator door. It's a beautiful door, and you sense that it will take you exactly where you need to go to accept your true identity and to accept your true self-worth. And as you step inside of the elevator, you feel very safe because you trust your unconscious. And there is just one button marked movie theater. Excitedly, you press the button. The doors close and you are gently transported to the perfect floor for you. The elevator doors open to the most beautiful theater you've ever seen. The lighting is perfect. The seating is luxurious. There's a rich, heavy velvet curtain hanging over the movie screen. You know that you are destined to be here now. You are destined to step into your own self-love. You sit down in the best seat of the house, acknowledging your worthiness to luxuriate in decadence. You look at the curtain draping the movie screen in anticipation of the joy-filled scene you're about to witness. You notice an internal thank you, gratitude welling up from the depth of your being. Slowly the curtain rises and reveals a movie of you walking into your own self-worth, into your own love, into your own abundance. Look at yourself in the movie and notice the joy in your eyes, the joy that comes from releasing those old beliefs and choosing. That's right, simply choosing to accept that this is yours. Notice all the people you've been able to help from this place of self-worth. See the joy and gratitude on their faces. See the way your example of worthiness and self-worth transformed them and brought them into self-worth. See the people they were able to touch because they accepted and you have accepted your worthiness. As you realize the ripple effects of joy and self-worth, you notice everyone on the movie screen outstretch their arms, upturning their faces in gratitude as they simply accept this gift. And you might even choose to open your hands and turn them toward the sky as you think to yourself, I accept my value. I am worthy. I am worthy of making a difference in the world. I accept that loving myself equips and enables me to make a bigger difference. And notice this feeling of self-worth deeply within your heart. I ask your unconscious mind to memorize this feeling and insert it into all the places where those limiting beliefs used to hog up space, as those spaces are now filled to overflowing with joyful thoughts of worthiness and self-love. This feeling of self-love wells to the surface every time you look at yourself in the mirror. That's your reminder. And when you do look at yourself in the mirror, you can remember and realize to your very core, it is right to feel at peace about myself and to love myself. And you do feel peaceful, don't you? And the very fact that you can experience peace now proves that you can experience this peace on an ongoing basis. Peace is the compass that lets your unconscious guide you to the self-worth that you realize is yours. Think of all the times you'll allow yourself to feel this way later. Think of all the times you experience self-worth in the coming weeks and months and years and decades. As your unconscious sends forth self-worth into all the future thoughts and all the future situations, because you now truly understand that your self-worth creates self-worth for others, and you love others so much that you're willing to step into the creativity and joy that allows good things to flow to you easily. What if you deserve the best things in life? And now that those old limiting beliefs are disintegrated in the fire, good things are already flowing to you, freely in unexpected and expected ways, as you simply think, thank you. Thank you. And with upturned hands and a grateful heart, you now find yourself back in this luxurious movie theater once again. And in this peaceful place, you become aware of someone sitting next to you. Their presence fills you with comfort because it's someone you trust completely. Imagine them now. Imagine someone who you feel completely safe with. And you look into their eyes and become aware of the love, safety, guidance, and protection they have been giving you all along. Your heart fills with gratitude at the understanding that you are cared for, you are protected, you are worthy of self-love. And this person speaks the words you need to hear the most, the words that make sense, the words that make you ready to experience self-love and self-worth now. You realize that you will remember this truth from now on, so that anytime you try to remember those old limiting beliefs, anytime you try to remember them, you will instead remember this truth instead, that you are worthy. And as you stand up from the theater and walk to the elevator door, you realize something has shifted. Notice that shifting now. Be aware of what has changed. Let that change go through your entire being. Your mind is filled with thoughts of self-love and worth, and you know that you can easily draw from these thoughts anytime. As you get into the elevator, it takes you back to the lobby, and as you exit, you look at the fireplace and express gratitude for the flames that disintegrated those false and old ideas that you used to have. Those ideas that were never yours in the first place. And as you walk through the lobby toward the front door, you are now standing 5 steps from the door leading outside. This is the door to your new life. In a moment, I'll count from 1 to 5. When I say 4, you can open your eyes, and when I say the number 5, you'll open the door to your abundant life and open your eyes to your worthiness. As I count 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5, come into your new life, all the way back to the surface. Come all the way back, friends. Good. Some of you guys were out. Some of you guys were out. Come all the way back. Just breathe and come all the way back to the surface, bringing with you all those changes, all the things that happened. I know that they're integrating into you now. Those changes are installed. They may take a day or two to generalize into your life, but, and you will notice in subtle ways those changes, and the more that you notice, the more that someone else does, because it's often where the changes are known, is when somebody says to you, what has changed in you? You will know when they say that. Let that change take place right now as you come all the way back to the surface.